You are listening to KHOL Jackson. This is Meg, and I am here right now in the studio with Julianne Thomas from the Center of Wonder. And it is Wonder Wednesday, the day where we pick out some highlights, or rather you've picked out some nice highlights from the dailywonder.org arts and culture calendar that the Center of Wonder sponsors. And it's a great resource for everybody. Want to know what's going on in town. What have you got for us today?
Sure. Well, we are going to kick off the week, actually tomorrow, at the National Museum of Wildlife Art with their mixed media event. That, again, that's being held Thursday, January 10th from 6 to 9 p.m. And this is going to be more of a musical mixed media. Local artists, local musicians, Frida Felcher and Aspen Dawn are going to be performing at the museum. Aspen's going to be performing in the lobby at 6 p.m. And then Frida's going to be putting on a concert in the Cook Auditorium at 7 p.m.
Nice. That's going to be a really nice evening. And it's always so fun to go up there. I love it.
There's always so many unique things, you know, and I have to say every time I go up there, I get pulled into the bookstore and I'm buying a gift for somebody. It's the best, one of the best places to shop.
I agree. I totally agree. What else is coming up?
Well, then next up, the Grand Teton Music Festival is continuing its Met Live opera series. And this week it is going to be La Traviata, which is one of Verdi's operas. These are being shown at the Twin Cinema Thursday, January 10th at 7 p.m. And this is one of the operas that's probably got one of the best soprano roles in it. Tragic, of course, tragic.
Right.
Heroine Violetta, and she is in love with her lover, and his father squashes the whole thing. Anyway, it's just wonderful. But again, I always tell people, grab your big bag of popcorn, kick back, and enjoy the opera. And actually all the behind the scenes happenings at the opera during the intermissions. It's really a neat performance.
That's so fun. So that's Thursday, 7 to 10 p.m. at Twin Cinema. Looks like there's something exciting happening over the hill in Driggs.
There is. This event is so much fun, and I am so thrilled to see that it's going into its eighth year. It's the annual Snowscapes and Snowball event in Driggs, Idaho. It's actually a snow sculpting competition. This started
so cool.
A couple of years ago. I want to say maybe there were like four sculptors now, and I think they maybe have up to 10 now, but this is a week-long event that happens and actually starts kicking off this weekend. On Friday, January 11th, basically they have to create these huge blocks of snow for the sculptors to sculpt from. So everybody is welcome from 1 to 6 p.m. Stop by the community plaza, and they need people to help stomp snow. Basically get the snow into these blocks, get them packed.
It's like a barn raising
exactly.
In the winter.
Exactly. So they get these blocks of snow basically all packed down. They've got to let them freeze over the weekend. And then on Tuesday, January 15th through Friday the 18th, the snow sculptors are going to be at work crafting their unique designs. And there's just, you know, so many. If you go to to their website, it really takes a look. You've got all these pictures of past snow sculptures that are so incredibly creative. So definitely take the kids over there. Actually, kids have the opportunity to learn how to sculpt. There's a little area in the plaza where the kids can learn how to sculpt. And then on Saturday, January 19th, there's a People's Choice Award and a Kids' Choice Award for a competition. And then on Saturday, the 19th, it all wraps up with the snowball, which is from 7 to 11 p.m. So definitely head over to the other side of the mountains and see what's going on in fabulous Driggs.
If you're just joining me, I am talking with Julianne Thomas from Center of Wonder. It's Wonder Wednesday, where we're pulling out some highlights from the upcoming week of arts and cultural events. And then Friday, January 11th, there's that Ode to Muir TGR film premiere. That looks super interesting.
This looks really fabulous. Now, I don't know whether John Muir would have ever strapped on a snowboard to go explore his wilderness, but, you know, who knows? But we are leaving this one to Jeremy Jones of TGR Films, as well as Protect Our Winners, and two-time Olympian Elena Height. These two take off on a 40-day camping expedition and snowboarding expedition throughout the Muir Wilderness. And this really sounds like an incredible film. They state that their journey balances on the challenges of winter camping and grueling climbs with personal reflections on the importance of the natural world. So this is being shown, as you said, this Friday here at the Center for the Arts. The doors open at 6:30 with the film at 7:30. And all proceeds from the evening go to Protect Our Winters. So I would really encourage everyone to come out because I think this just looks absolutely incredible.
And then how about on Saturday?
Saturday, you know, one of our favorite groups here in town. If you want to get some great laughs in, our very own improv and comedy group, The Laugh Staff, is putting on one of their events Saturday, January 12th at 8 p.m. in the Black Box Theater. Just come and get a really good laugh in. And this event usually sells out, so definitely get here early or buy your tickets ahead of time. And then just to wrap up the week, well, actually, this is moving into, but our week of wonder, next Tuesday, January 15th at the Teton County Library, local artist Brian Iguchi is opening his display of landscape paintings at the gallery in Teton County Library. And this is, again, just another way to showcase the incredible art talent that we've got in this town. So please stop by, even if you can't go to the reception at 7 p.m., drop by the library and see Brian's works. They're really, really unique.
Yeah, I really appreciate his landscape paintings. It looks like Catchment to Coast Continuum.
Yes.
And the title of that exhibit is Entrenched Meanderings. So very intriguing. Well, Julianne, thank you for joining me today.
Right. And Meg, I just want to, you know, say again, I know we're at the new year, a lot of things happening, but not only for everybody in the community, just to follow dailywonder.org to see what's happening in the community. But again, I want to put it out there. If you are an artist, a musician, if you would like to have your events showcased on Center of Wonders Daily Wonder calendar, just go to dailywonder.org. There is a place where you can add an event and you submit your name and what you want to put in there. Again, I want to just hit on the point that this has to be arts, music, or cultural events. We don't do everything on there, but please just submit. And if you have any questions, just shoot us an email at info@dailywonder.org and I'll get back to you.
All right. Keep it dialed to 89.1 KHOL Jackson.